On this episode of 5P Podcast, I am your host, Michael J. Penny, stoked up today to sit down and talk with you. These shorter little episodes, 5 to 15 minutes, every once in a while they bleed a little over. We are sitting down talking in five-paragraph format. It is a briefing-style podcast, and it allows us to be able to clearly, concisely get our thoughts out. If you're interested in learning 5-paragraph, go to 5paragraph.com, click on book. We've got tutorial episodes, got additional learning modules and podcasts, and we're doing webinars. Right now I'm cooking up the e-courses, which are fun. It's a lot of work, but it's fun. All right, so on this episode, we're going to be talking about a problem and an opportunity. It depends on how you want to look at it. We are ridding the world of corrupt filth and bringing back true American greatness. Whoa. Seems a little powerful. No, but it's true. I mean, we're working in phalanx with other veteran-led organizations to operate outside of our veteran sphere. A lot of us have been paying attention to what's going on sort of behind the scenes. You got to remember, a lot of us, especially, you know, I can only speak to my own experiences. Being a Marine Corps veteran, more often than not, you do four and out. You've only worked with the folks that are inside of your branch within your unit. As far as Marines are concerned, we work with corpsmen. When you progress a little bit further through your military career, just like many other careers, you start to see behind the veil. You start to see what's actually going on. So if you're paying attention to the current news cycle that's out there and you're seeing email servers that have been accessed and a plethora of emails to dig through that are out there, an IG report that is being unredacted. You've got a DOJ that is working diligently in some areas and assigned special counsel that are working diligently in other areas with different intelligence assets. It's kind of fun to watch, frankly, because a lot of us who have been wrapped up in these most recent wars, like my compatriots that are over there at Heroes Media Group, Gray Point Ventures, McPherson Marketing Group, some of our other veteran-led, owned and operated businesses that we collaborate with, we've been paying attention to this stuff. We've been paying attention to what is happening in the deep, dark corners. And really, honestly, this is a time of immense hope because a lot of us now have the opportunity that we never thought possible before. We're seeing a reinvigorated economy, which is excellent. We're seeing the draining of the swamp. We're seeing a relief from a huge amount of internal corruption at varying degrees of the government, from the top all the way on down, throughout the intelligence services, throughout the investigatory services, throughout oversight committees, throughout Congress, throughout a variety of different people within the bureaucratic mechanism that is Washington, that is the federal government. It is absolutely insane, the whirlwind that we're going through. It is fantastically positive, depending on what area of the lens you're really looking through. All right, so, you know, on this episode, I just want to get across to you, you know, we're going to talk about the whirlwind of mainstream facts that are kind of coming to light in order to draw more business leaders to the cause of securing independence from the status quo. And what I mean by that is it's a call to action to other people who are the outsiders. There are more of us who are outsiders than there are institutionalized insiders. I'll tell you that much right now. We love working with outsiders. Here at 5-paragraph, it's the very simple, intuitive methodology that the military uses to be able to take any action. 5-paragraph is used across multiple branches of the U.S. Armed Forces. It's how we work together in joint operations. It's how we coordinate across battle lines. And, of course, there are military-specific tools that we use. We didn't bring over all of the military-specific tools. We brought over just the 5-paragraph military-related operations order. We plugged in the correct business terminology where it belongs. And honestly, about 90% of the people that we engage with now at this point are non-veterans. They've never served a day in the military, which is excellent. that we have the ability to come across and convey that which we learn, that which we understand, that which we practically applied on a daily basis. And folks who weren't in the trenches with us see it and they acknowledge it and they're blown away by it a lot of times. But the greatest part is we can teach this to anybody. We can help anyone with it. And I get a serious joy in that. I, as the chief advisor here at Five Paragraph, Michael J. Penny, I look forward to speaking to every one of you. It seems crazy, but it is something that rapidly accelerates your forward progress. It allows you, the leader, to be able to delegate your authority while maintaining responsibility. So again, just kind of circling back, we've got these crazy things that are happening out there in the mainstream spectrum. We are here. We're paying attention. We are aimed to do right by you, the individual who's out there, the business leader who's out there. We want to work with your organizations to assess, train, advise, and assist you in the long term. We do not want to be baked into your organization. Much rather, we want you to take this methodology and just go and run with it in any unique way that you go and run with it. We've helped everybody from big, huge billion-dollar companies to Department of Corrections to the DOJ to we've got school teachers at the elementary, at the middle school. We have professors who have engaged with it. We have franchisees who work with it. It's pretty amazing. We haven't really hit the edge of Five Paragraph. It's just whether or not you have a desire to manage your entity through a military-style methodology. And again, it's very intuitive. It's how you get groups of young people to work together cohesively. So my intention with the podcast and the overall series, those of us who are awakened to the facts, take advantage of these new opportunities. It's a uniquely different time. One that we've been asking for, frankly. You have the right to pursue your own happiness. There have been a lot of different key players that have been put in your way, so to speak. I myself being not only a veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, but also a formerly school-trained educator. I am an instructor, curriculum development. I can perform practical application in the field and guided discussions, all of these other different things. So to climb back into the classroom post-military career, it was extraordinarily humbling for me, the instructor, at this huge paramount level, to hop right back into the classroom. But when I did hop back into the classroom, I was pretty surprised. Frankly, it just kind of felt like it was a scam. It felt like I could get way better instruction and better mentorship just going off and doing it my own. Studying management and the degree and fashion that I was studying it, I thought to myself, I understood more about leading people than anyone in this classroom, most definitely more about leading people than the professors who were educating me. They held that to be true. It's based on the level of responsibility that you're willing to accept. Now, education not being bad, much rather the opposite, education being a great thing, I've been able to meld together those two different disciplines as far as military and business-related, shrugging off a lot of that you know, uniform lockstep-style stuff that I never really... if you ever look at this giant beard that I've got on my face, I never really enjoyed all of the lockstep regulations that Marines have to adhere to anyway. So, but my intention is... You know, take a look around. I think a lot of us don't realize that the cage door swung wide open in a lot of different ways. You know, it's interesting because we're seeing, you know, all of these different unsecured email servers with the back door open. We're seeing corruption within the DOJ and the FBI working jointly with Fusion GPS and British military assets in order to spy on a presidential campaign. We're seeing... the Trump DOJ recuses himself, that being Jeff Sessions, gives powers to Huber along with the IG, that being the power of the IG authority coming out of Horowitz. Horowitz releases his report. Huber, by the way, out of Utah, if you're not paying attention, Huber and the 470th Military Intelligence Brigade have been stacking sealed indictments which is pretty amazing. If you're paying attention to Department of Justice, DOJ.gov, FBI.gov, if you're reading any of the Department of Defense transcripts, gotta love reading Mattis's words, all of these things are stacking up, and one might say, hey, wait a minute, isn't that political stuff? No, not at all. That is governance at its finest, and we need to be paying attention. We, the people, are the leaders who put together that governing body, that governing structure, and hopefully we're putting in those right leaders into power. Don't forget, with all of this craziness that's going on, the ridding of corruption that we're seeing, the draining of the swamp that we're seeing, don't forget that our economy is steadily booming. The Fed is filling their diaper trying to maintain control. Meanwhile, small business leaders, like you and I, are taking full advantage of the opportunities now available and expanding operations. That's why I'm talking about this here. It's fantastically crazy times. So my desired end state as a business leader here with 5Paragraph is let's work together using 5P as our foundation for planning and coordinating as a team, for collaborating as other adjacent organizations to help one another out. Let's mastermind in groups to work in collaboration towards common goals while standing firm as independent Americans. The whole idea, the essence of what we're looking to achieve here, is not to assimilate everyone. That's ridiculous. If you wanted to assimilate everyone, then it would be a construct. Much rather the opposite. We want to provide a springboard to everyone. However you choose to use that springboard is up to you. This is a square one to be able to handle any situation. The U.S. military has used it for over 240 plus years. Through my research, I have found that even in ancient Athens and Sparta, they broke it all the way down to situation, mission, execution. And in researching specifically why they did that, it's because the Athenian government chose their Congress through sortition, through random selection. And so they needed to have applicable, enabling structures to be able to empower individuals that were leading. If you try to write a constitution right now stating everything that you cannot do, that constitution would be infinite. That is why our constitution is an enabling document, and those powers which are not enabled to the government by the people then reside in the power and the vestige authority of the people. However, our rights have been trampled on. Who owns our rights? We do. How do we exercise our rights? One would say through governance. I would say, hey, guess what? All of the bad actors are being taken down to the river's edge, put two in the back of their head, and now it's time for the good guys to actually stand on their rotting corpses and build a better, greater overall America. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about here. Now, I wish very much for all of you to contact 5paragraph.com. Let's work together on a 5-paragraph business plan, an executive vision, how we can come together, how we can help each other out. Let's work on your own executive summary. Call us, 5paragraph.com. It's 919-827-0898. Let's do an assessment. It's a free 15-minute assessment to get started. We'll work through your executive summary with you, outline your mission, your enemy, that is your problem opportunity statement, your team and support, the terrain and weather in which you operate. Environmental effects is one thing that people really overlook. And then the time, space, logistics that's necessary to move forward through this next evolution. It can be done. We're the people who are just standing over here, third-party objective, seeing what's happening from the side perspective, instead of being tangled up in it all the time. We can help you make sense of that overall vision. If you would like for us to move forward and train, provide instruction and education, if you would like for us to advise in any way, shape, or form that we can offer, it's based on your own needs. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Anybody can climb up on the springboard and do a backflip. You can also spin backwards and land and do a belly flop. It's a springboard. It's there for you to use if you choose to use it. We can help you along that path. We can train your people how to use it, and we can assist you in the long term. Go to 5paragraph. If you haven't already done so, subscribe, rate, review to this podcast, the 5P podcast. It's always going to be in this mission briefing format. It is to encourage a call to action. Each one of our episodes is tailored within a 5-paragraph fashion, so that way you've got your reference, you've got your go-to. Subscribe, rate, review the podcast, and share with fellow patriotic business leaders. If you're looking to get down to business, if you're looking to expand your operations, if you need managerial training within your entity, if you're struggling with delegating authority while maintaining responsibility, if you're struggling with hiring and firing procedures and HR procedures and other various things like that, we can help out there. And there are a number of other business leaders that are already using 5-paragraph that we may call upon. Because each one of you who are using 5-paragraph, now it becomes easier to collaborate with the overall network. And we are a growing community of patriotic business leaders. 5paragraph.com, we are your business quick reaction force. Stick with us, folks. We've got a lot more provocative episodes coming your way. And we really do hope that you share them. If you are a patriotic business leader and you would like to join me on an episode of the 5P podcast, just reach out, 919-827-0898. You can click contact on the website. Get in touch with us. If you would like to get down on one of these interviews and you'd like to actually share your overall 5P plan, we can make it happen. So get with us, 5paragraph.com. We really look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Until then, take care and be well.